All right. Can I get everyone to turn to Matthew 25? A few weeks ago now, we had a discussion night as Party Youngies. And I think this discussion was ran by Brother Amon and Dennis. And it was about roles that we can do in the fellowship. And as we went through the discussion, we spoke about the parable of the talents. So that's where we're starting, in Matthew 25, verse 14. All right. For the kingdom of heaven is a man travelling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability, and he straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that received 1 went and digged into the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that received the 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou delivered unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou delivered unto me 2 talents. Behold, I gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and I went and hid thy talents in the earth, their house that is thine. So, a bit of talking there, but we heard about the parable of the talents and how we all have our talents and how we can make use of it. And so we heard the person that had 5 talents went and got 5 more, the person that had 2 talents went 2 more, and the person that had 1 hid it and didn't do anything with it. And so it reminded me of a analogy that Pastor Kevin gave a few weeks ago when he gave a talk, I think it was on coveting, and about someone who their main goal was to get a jet. Now, I thought a jet was a bit out of everyone's price range here, so I was thinking more about a boat, because that's so much cheaper. So I was thinking, yeah, if we get a boat, you're like, oh, I want like a little dinghy, that'll be nice. You have that for a bit, then you see someone with a bigger boat, you're like, that's what I want. I want a bigger boat. Then you get your bigger boat, you see another bigger boat, that's what I want. Then you see a yacht, and you're like, that's the one. And then you're like, wow, I've got this boat, now I need a full drive to take it. Now let's get an 80 series Land Cruiser, lift kit, bull bar, and then you just add on all these things, and then you've got this wicked rig. You got this boat you can take anywhere. And now, have you really achieved what you wanted? No, because you're just going to see something else. Something else is going to come out. You're going to be like, I want that instead. No, I've got that now. I want something else. And it's this world that we live in now that we constantly, we find something. And we're like, will this actually please me? Will this have everything that I want? And when you, if you do achieve it and you do achieve it, will it still have the same effect on you? And my personal belief is that in things of the world that we will never be content. We will never think, you know what, I've got enough money in the bank. I don't need another 40 million. I don't need to win the lottery. No, thank you. I'll give it all away. And that's just the world we live in. We are never really content in everything that we have. So if you want to turn over to John chapter 6. So we're just always constantly pushing this goal that we have just something that we'll always strive to achieve that we will most likely never achieve. But in John chapter 6, verse 27, labour not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. So, we can labour for this meat of the world, or we can labour for this meat of the Spirit. We can live our life constantly trying to reach this one goal that we keep pushing forward, or we can live our life for the Lord and just use our talents that we have and try and do the Lord's work. There can be anything. We've heard talks all throughout camp about ministries you can do or just how you can help out. So I'm not going to go through all of them because we've heard them all before. But that's the thing we have to strive for. We don't all have the same talents. Someone might have five, and that's what they can help out with. And someone might have one, and that's all that they can do. Not to say that one is better than five or five is better than one, but it's making sure that you look first towards the kingdom of God, and making sure that He is your number one priority, and helping out in the fellowship in any way that you can is your number one priority. And if you are to upgrade, you upgrade in a fellowship rather than upgrade in the things of the world. I don't think anyone can ever do too much in a fellowship. I was thinking, there's a saying which I'm sure everyone's heard before: if you're good at something, don't do it for free. Now, I was thinking that. I was thinking, how much money would Andy make if we paid him for every camp? How much money would we make if we went commission and you did pamphlet dropping? You got $5 per pamphlet you dropped. If you witnessed and got someone saved, $500. Every fellowship you go and visit, you make another grand. How much money would we all be rolling in? Some people would be minted. Now, now, imagine if you were getting paid in that aspect. We don't. We don't get paid in physical money, but we are doing it for free because we do live our life for God and we want to do these things, but also we get paid in blessings from the Lord. We are obviously saved by grace and not by works. However, when we do things for the Lord, we're only going to be getting that extra blessing. It's like that extra feeling of getting that extra handshake from Pastor Kevin because he's forgotten he's already given you a handshake that morning. And you get that extra blessing. We're doing things because we want to in the Lord, and the Lord is constantly blessing us because of it. Yeah, that's like our commission. I've done a few commission jobs. And the faster you go, the more money you make sometimes. And sometimes it doesn't matter how fast you go, how good you are, you just make nothing. However, in the Lord, if you put in the time and effort and put in the work and help out wherever you can, you're only going to reap from it. The Lord's just going to bless you in so many aspects. So I think I missed scripture, actually. Yeah, let's go Matthew 6. Matthew 6, verse 31. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things, but seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So, if we seek first the kingdom of God and make sure He is our number one priority rather than the things of the world, I know we will have our idea of what we want to do with our life, and there's nothing wrong with thinking, this is the career path I want to take. I'd like a 4x2 house or something like that. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's when you move your priority from the Lord to seeking these worldly desires, is where we can have issue. We read that we didn't have to worry about where our next meal can come from or drink or about being clothed, because we know that the Lord can handle that. There's testimonies out there of people when they've said, I've had nothing, I didn't know what to do in a certain situation. And then a saint came out of nowhere, just I hadn't heard from in so long, and they've just answered my prayer. They've helped out in the smallest way that meant so much to me. And that's the Lord working in our lives. He comes through and he sees that we are struggling with something and that we can't get through it by our own means, and he provides a way out or a way through. He gives us that strength that we can keep going through any trial that we are struggling with. And it's like that, and that's our walk right there, that we can call upon the Lord day, night, wherever we are, whenever we are, and the Lord will answer our prayers. We can reach our goal in the Lord, that we can get more brothers and sisters saved, that we can keep brothers and sisters saved, which is the biggest thing. We're going out every day to try and get that last soul saved, because we have something that we know is better than any life in the world, that we can have eternal life. They say you have to sacrifice a lot of things to make a lot of money, and when you first come to the Lord, it might seem like such a big sacrifice to give up the things of the world, but then you realise once you're embedded in the fellowship and once you're a part of it and you understand the scriptures and what you have to do, and your life is evolved around the word and around the fellowship, it just becomes so much better. You don't have to worry about the stressful things that life throws at you in the world. You don't have to be so dedicated to making money, but you can just be dedicated to making sure you have a good life for yourself and your family in the Lord, and just your family in general. I'd say most of the young people here were brought up in the Lord, and that is probably the biggest blessing that any one of us could probably say that we have, that we've had the chance that we didn't have to go through all the trials and temptations in the world. Some of us have had those trials and temptations, but we've been brought up, and that's something that we can probably never be more thankful for. It's the best testimony we can probably give. We have our own abilities, and some people can offer one talent, some people can offer up 10, 15, maybe more. But the thing is that we use our talents and we don't put them to waste. We don't hide them in the ground, because God doesn't care about what type of car or boat we have or how many talents we have. He just wants us to use what we have and live a strong, happy life in the Lord, all the people said.